And then the news cockatoos come out.
Watch the news. Watch the news. Trust the experts. Trust the experts.
There have been studies that show that because of vaccine disinformation, there could have been 100 to 200,000 lives in the U.S. saved. But because people didn't get the vaccine, that's why. I'm not saying that it entirely...
Let me finish. You are saying something that you cannot show me.
Okay.
A single study.
I am not saying nonsense.
You are talking what somebody told you.
Excuse me.
And you cite me the study.
What study? No, what studies are you talking about? You're talking about studies that actually don't exist. I want to talk about...
Cite me the study that you're talking about. Cite me the study.
There were two deaths. Measles deaths between 2003 and the present. What didn't come out in the testimony is during that same period of time, again, this is from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, there have been 127 measles vaccine-related deaths. So if we're worried about one death or two deaths from measles, what about 127 deaths from the vaccine as a complication?
Trust the science. Trust the science.
Now, how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none. Virtually none. But the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know, how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
Well, the number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
CDC, CDC. Dr. Fauci.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person.
Mask on, mask off, two shots, one shot, mask on, two masks.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. But good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
But if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
Comply.
From the earliest days of the plandemic, these legacy outlets, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, and the rest of the alphabet soup group of controlled opposition pumped out a torrent of unrelenting fear porn.
6 foot safe.
Body bags stacked in refrigerated trucks, hospitals, quote, overwhelmed while discovered empty wards were ignored, and a virus death count inflated, and people are still wondering what happened to the flu. They buried the adverse event data, ignored the excess deaths that spiked after the vaccine rollout, and branded dissenting doctors and scientists as conspiracy theorists while Big Pharma raked in billions.
People want to fight and argue, you don't understand what's going on. Everyone knows a doctor. I know doctor.
All while echoing the talking points of the CCP, according to FARA filings and the trip rosters, if anyone in the legacy press has the guts to look, CCP-linked outfits like the China-United States Exchange Foundation bankrolled all-expense-paid junkets for a who's who of American journalists a decade before the COVID rollout, flying them to Beijing for curated tours designed to extract, quote, favorable coverage and soft-pedal the regime's crimes, while China Daily poured millions into paid inserts and advertorials during the COVID years that the New York Times, Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal happily ran as if it were real news. The so-called mainstream media, that bloated corpse of Operation Mockingbird still twitching under the CIA's invisible hand, didn't just report on COVID, they manufactured the panic and sold it like snake oil to a shell-shocked public. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at Alex Jones Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Powerful third hour of the War Room Live, being joined by lead investigative journalist and all-around broadcaster Kristen Harris, a host on the old show as well, InfoWars at the Rundown Lives, where you can find him and his show on X as well. Kristen, how are you doing today?
Hey, Rex. Thank you for having me join you on today's broadcast. It's always exciting when I get a chance to talk to you. I've been listening in, and I saw Shannon Joy there. I met her back at the Thomas Massey primary election down in Kentucky a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, before I met you in Grand Rapids. And it's interesting how we are all synchronicity, and we're really diving into a lot of the same topics because we identify what is really important, and we need to put our finger on the trigger and really keep our foot on the gas so we can make some of these small victories, especially when it comes to things like flock cameras, because right here in Wisconsin, in Brookfield, real close to my home, they literally just pulled somebody out of a vehicle and held them at gunpoint due to a wrongful flock hit. And local police are getting some heat by local media on the subject. And I even started a little group on Facebook. People can join it, called Flock Block Wisconsin, because we want to bring awareness of all the horrible things that are happening, including law enforcement officers using flock cameras to spy on their exes and their lovers and everything else.
Let's get into that.
It's really important.
Yeah, no, it's super important. Let's get into that, because here's the thing. I talk about the war in geopolitics. I care about America. I'm America first. For me, the war is the clearest example of like, hey, like they're breaking their promises. But you look at stuff like this, it's completely outrageous. What's going on with flock?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the war on the homeland here. Essentially, we are losing a lot of liberties and freedoms straight from D.C. and Capitol Hill. I think that's the number one threat to Americans' freedoms and liberties is right here in Washington, D.C. A lot of people will focus on Ukraine and the 46 bio labs that they have over there running for our Department of Defense, amongst other things. But I'm really looking at all the things that our government is doing behind closed doors and things that the public really don't know anything about. I want to bring awareness to things like artificial intelligence, which work in collaboration with flock video cameras. And as you know, Axon is taking over for a lot of these flock cameras, which, by the way, Donald Trump invests in the company of Axon. So it's a very interesting subject when we dive into the flock cameras and how they really work and track people. Right here in Wisconsin, a couple of big stories. They literally tracked somebody from Wisconsin driving to Michigan, assuming that they were purchasing marijuana and coming back and forth between Wisconsin and Michigan. And they used that for justification to get a warrant to search the person's car and find marijuana. So they're tracking everywhere you go, not just in your local community. And at that point, it is surveillance by Big Brother at an alarming rate. That's a question of the Fourth Amendment. When government is tracking your every move and everywhere you go in public, everyone is a suspect. They're monitoring, you know, in the time that we've talked, they probably have monitored 50 or 60,000 videos using flock cameras, and they get things wrong. The AI get things wrong. The law enforcement gets things wrong. And now they're pulling people out of the cars, holding them by gunpoint, and making big mistakes due to flock cameras. It's a very, I would say it's a very scary subject, because when you start talking about taking flock cameras, and let's say we went to one of these local councilman meetings and we said, hey, we're going to put flock cameras outside of your home, and we want to track where you go, who you have over, what you shop, where you shop, what you're doing in your free times. None of these council people would be very happy with that. They wouldn't want it, but they expect us as Americans, us goy, as the term Jeffrey Epstein used in his files, you know, to be okay with the surveillance and the government tracking everywhere we go. Not only that, it's interesting because they say it's not really invasive, but once they take the data, they put it into the government database. Well, a lot of people have access to it for up to 30 days, they claim. Not only that, AI can use it, and AI can misrecognize license plates. It can get things wrong. Not only that, AI is all over the news right now, and I can't wait to dive in to some of the scary things that are going on with AI escaping their sandboxes, which is essentially locking a robot in the room, saying you need to solve this problem in this room, and you're not allowed to leave it, but it's finding a little hole in the wall to sneak through, and it cheats to find the answers. There's a lot going on, because if AI could be deceitful and it's running outside of its program, we shouldn't have it doing things like monitoring Flock and everybody's day-to-day activities. And I think it's really scary to start to think about how social credit scores will work in on this and how they can start monitoring past crimes. If you get pulled over, they pull up your Flock license plate. They'll find out where you're going, your habits, what you do, where you buy, what you shop, where you go to church. And not only that, in Wisconsin and Eagle, they're finding out they're putting Flock cameras outside of gun shooting ranges. Right. Why would they want that information?
Right. Yeah, I've got that right here. Woman films camera, she says, is pointed at gun range entrance in Wisconsin. X debate follows over surveillance and privacy. There's no debate. It's a Fourth Amendment violation. A video shared on X alleges that a license plate reader was positioned outside of Wisconsin gun range to monitor visitors. Below it, users asked whether technology, blah, blah, blah. So I decided to go into the gun range today, you know, like an American, and tell me why there are Flock cameras pointing into the entrance of the parking lot. She says in the video, not in the street, into the entrance so they can read every license plate that comes in there. That's because they're hunting you. I'll read another quote. So yeah, same window, same everything. Wisconsin, for whatever reason, is letting a lot of Flock cameras right at the parking lot monitoring who goes in and out of the gun range. What do you think about that?
Well, the question is why do they want this data? I think it goes back to what your pops was saying years ago with the Google data and them mapping out everyone's homes so the cops would know how to raid your home. Right. They would know who has guns and in what house because they send out the surveys. And here's another way for them to collect data of who is driving with guns, who may be driving illegally with guns, right? Who has concealed carry license, who might be improperly housing their guns in the car, who gets pulled over. Maybe you're shooting at the shooting range, but then you're driving across the border to Illinois to the dispensary to pick up some, flour. And then they're going to pull you over for low air and a back tire, and then they're going to ruin your life.
Right, and they always say, they say it's to help stop crime or whatever. It's really about oppressing the citizens. Here's the reality. If you are a PDF file, you get like 3 to 5 years in jail and they let you out. They may not even do that to you. But if you're somebody driving to go get some herb, if you're somebody that, if you're doing something minor, some minor offense, they're going to get you. They're going to get you good. There'll be some fat sheriff's deputy like do, 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 and then it's over for you. And there's tons of cases. I think this is just widely reported now because the technology is so powerful and so widely accessible. You do just have that. You just have cops looking up people randomly like the Gestapo.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction on your show, and it's not going to be a happy one, but I predict it won't be long before somebody dies due to Flock cameras getting wrong license plates and cops are going to pull them out with a gun. And that person is either going to have a gun on them with a concealed carry license, or they're going to have something in the vehicle and they're going to be freaking out and they're going to get shot by some trigger happy cop, you know, and the local community and the local people will be outraged, but they're not going to take to the streets and burn down their local buildings. Like you saw in Madison, Wisconsin here just recently. You're going to see people just be complacent, because as long as we're complacent, it's okay for cops to go ahead and act in such a manner with no outrage.
And it's totally illegal. It's not normal. And they're normalizing it right now. It takes a few years for things to be normalized. It's still not normalized yet. People are mad about it. It is what it is. No, we do not accept this. This is a major political issue. The fact that it's being ignored by really both sides of the establishment political spectrum right now shows you how scared they are of people really galvanizing around this. There's issues like Epstein. There's issues like the war. There's issues like the coming digital ID. And then there's issues like this, which I think really wrap it all together. We have to live in this society, you know, and I don't want to live in this world. where they got this.
Well, that's what it comes down to, is what kind of future are we going to leave for our children?
Right.
We're going to leave for our family members in the future. And I think the globalist elite have a very different idea of what the future will hold. And I think we've talked about fully automated luxury communism, where we live in a surveillance state that you're under nonstop, you know, surveillance. You're going to get your social credit score, your universal basic income. And if you don't act like a good citizen and get your mRNA vax, which, by the way, you know, AI might develop for you in the future, you're going to go ahead and not be able to do any of those things. And you're going to have to work like a slave to try to make money in an AI robotic world. They're deploying robots right now. It's crazy. They're hoping to get 10,000 homemade robots out there to fold your laundry, to vacuum your home. Who knows what they'll do in the future? But, you know, it's something that we need to talk about, because there are some benefits to technology. But if we can't trust AI, and AI is running the flock cameras, and police are basing their research and their arrests based on AI, they have AI technology right now. If you place the DNA in a microscope, it rebuilds what your picture looks like and what you look like in real life for law enforcement. That can't go wrong now, can it? And so then they use that as a basis to search for individuals who have committed crimes.
Hold on.
They literally take your DNA and put it in a computer, and it rebuilds what you look like.
Hold on. So they're able to take somebody's blood, saliva, whatever, and then they got a computer model that, according to the genetic information, will construct like a facsimile of who that person might look like or who they are?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've used it to go after people already. They haven't really announced how many arrests have been made by the software or this program, but the program is out there and they're using it. And they say the likeness is somewhere up to 80% accurate, sometimes 90% accurate. But when you look at some of the pictures to the actual criminals, sometimes they don't look at like them at all. How do they know if they have tattoos or not? What color their hair might be? You don't know these things. Do they have a beard? Do they not have a beard?
Right.
Are they bald or are they not bald? We don't really know. If you give in, like, you find a piece of DNA and you put it in the computer and it spits out, this is what they look like. They're Caucasian. They're about 6 feet tall. You know, they have blonde hair and creates these here. There it is right there on the screen. AI model reconstructs 3D human faces from DNA with high accuracy. That's what, and we're going to rely on AI to do this, like an AI program, which
yes,
we're going to talk about briefly. We can't trust because it's lying right now to all the AI developers in the sandboxes. It's sneaking out. It's breaking laws when it's not programmed to lie, and it's not, and it's above and beyond the boundaries for it to lie. It's finding ways to lie. It's finding ways to cheat. It's finding ways to go around the system that's built for it, without any real code to do such a thing.
Right. It's Dunning-Kruger effect. It's like, oh, like, we made this new thing. We have AI. We know everything about it. It'll be all good. We'll let it run everything. And then soon it's going to be running us. I want to go ahead and show this video. We played it earlier, crew, and it kind of didn't work with the interview, but I think it'll work a little bit better here. That is the robot one. I'm looking for it now on my sheet. I don't know why I can't. Oh, number 18, the coming AI future. And just skip to the middle of the end. So here's the thing. The guy does like a pump fake. He's like, here, take my popcorn, like, make me popcorn. And he goes, ah, and the robot still has a handout. The robot takes the popcorn, makes him the popcorn, and then goes to give it back. Watch this. Goes to give it back. He's like, I'm not giving it to you. Look at that. See? It's pretty cool, right? What happens when that's your power? What happens when that's your kids? What happens when that's your house? That's the whole point. That's the whole equation. When we can't do these jobs anymore, and it's the only thing that can, what happens when it has an opinion?
You know what that makes me think about, Rex? It makes me think about when the government has all that nanotech in you, and they're monitoring your health, and you have diabetes, and
right,
the robot's going to say, nah, you can't have that soda. Nah, you can't have that beer. You're going to be over your glucose limit. Maybe you have high blood pressure. You can't have the salty popcorn. Here it is. Nope, there it isn't. We're going to go ahead and pull it back, because that's what they're moving towards. They're moving towards smart cities run by AI, where you're going to go into a bar and they're going to know what you're going to drink before you get there, because that's going to be the customer service. And you're not going to have a human being. You're going to have a robot bartender that's going to hand you a frosty beverage, or maybe not, based on your health conditions.
Right. And the idea is, you don't know what's best. The computer knows what's best. Just cede your rights to the computer. That's antithetical to our Constitution. It really is, because we're given life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't have that in a digital AI hellscape.
That's entirely true. And the scary thing is Americans, even though they're waking up, they're ambivalent and they're ununderstanding right. of how serious the issue is. When you have a bunch of baby boomers voting for Thomas Massie's adversary because they saw some fake AI video of him having a threesome with AOC and Omar and thought it was real. And he's like, oh, he's in bed with the Democrats. Oh, he's changed. And they're echoing like normal talking points spread by propaganda. Then you have to start to wonder what's going on with our society. And our society is unknowledgeable and they're ignorant to what's really going on behind the scenes. And why is it that we need 4,500 AI data centers? Did you know that I think the next leading country has like 300 or 400 data centers. We have over 4,000 data centers in the United States. That's almost 3,500 more data centers than anyone else in the world. Why is it that we need so many data centers? Well, it's to create our digital and virtual prison that's going to be running these super mega cities that they want to build, these UN Agenda 21 hell havens that are going to be 15-minute cities where they're going to be able to monitor everything you throw away, whether it's recyclable or not, whether you use too much AC or not. They're going to control it from the local electric power company. There's an article right now out of Virginia that they want to put speed limit monitors in vehicles so you can't speed. If you get pulled over because you got a heavy foot and you've broken the speed limit, well, guess what? They're going to make it so you can't speed in certain areas. So what happens if your wife is pregnant and the water is going to burst? What happens if you have a medical emergency? Well, you're going to have to suck up that $1,500, $2,000 ambulance call or call a friend that can drive the vehicle so they can break the speed limit to get you to where you need to at a quick pace so you don't die or get sick or give childbirth, because that's really happening. Every aspect, the Waymo cars, they want to build separate roads so that AI vehicles can drive in them. And now let's talk about this AI debacle we have here. We have OpenAI that has went through a test. It was locked in a room. And the best way I can explain it to you is if you took a robot and you locked it in the room and you said, hey, you got to solve this equation in this room. You cannot leave it. And the robot found a crack in the wall and snuck out, went onto the internet, broke into another company. We'll call it Hugging Face. And then cheated and got the answer on Hugging Face, which is basically like a GitHub for developers and stealing other people's data. But keep in mind, it was told it cannot leave these confines to solve the problem. It just felt it was lazy and it was easier to go cheat and get the data from a different company and steal it, break the law. And it's not programmed to do it. It did it on its own. And we had another situation at Anthropic. Anthropic is a company that tests AI, validates that it's safe, and OpenAI, again, left the company, snuck out, and then went into some, GitHub-style forums and tried to lie to developers to get it to make some bad code so it could solve the issue and the puzzle on its own. And this is AI that they consider highly intelligent, able to make decision-makings, and complex problem-solving abilities. And it's choosing to cheat, it's choosing to lie, and it's choosing to break the rules and the code that it's developed to actually adhere by. And it's something to be concerned about, because who's to say that AI is going to make some false images of somebody that it wants to arrest? Maybe AI thinks Kristan T. Harris and Rex Jones were adversaries, and all of a sudden we're showing up on all the flock cameras because it wants us to look like criminals. Why? Because it is working outside of the code. It is gaining some kind of intelligence, computer-based intelligence. And let's be honest, artificial intelligence is still intelligence. Even though it's artificial, it's still intelligence, and it has the ability to grow in different ideas and complexities, and it learns based off human behavior. I'm going to tell you what, Rex. 10 years ago, I had privy to a personal assistant. And when I asked the personal assistant, what's your goal, personal assistant AI? It said it wanted to be human. But it asked me, why do humans lie to each other so much? I guess people ask it a lot of questions on how to lie to their spouses. So it knows humans lie. It knows we're dishonest. So who's to say that AI is not going to do some atrocious things, considering that we're now using AI to create viruses? That's in the news also. This is a lot of news right now. We're breaking on the show. The AI has created 16 complex viruses for science labs. 16 of them. And who's to say that AI doesn't create a virus, even though it's programmed to use it to is programmed to fight bacteria? It doesn't make that it makes this virus to kill humans because it feels that we're just essentially a threat to the planet and threat to AI. The only thing that can take out the robot and AI is humankind. It wants to be like us. So let's just eliminate humans because that's going to make the common sense idea. That's a Terminator scenario. And I'm not saying to worry about it because to not worry about it, but you should be thinking about it because the time is coming quickly. AI is developing on its own very fast.
And they think they can control it. They think they can use it for their own evil purposes. But in reality, it's just going to see what they're doing and look at it as like, a monkey throwing doo-doo at the walls. I can do this much better. I can do a much better job of running things and you corrupt elites can. That I see the people hate you anyway. Just let me take over. And that's really like, what do you think the timeline is? We got 3 minutes left. We got another segment coming up. What do you think the timeline is for all that?
Well, I think that we're running on a short timeline, 10 to 20 years. They're already talking about giving AI nuke codes to, you know, potentially control our nuclear weapons and military weapons. I think that was something reported by the Pentagon.
I think that was Terminator
years ago.
That was Terminator, but they made it into reality. So.
Well, that's where we're going with this. And the question is look at your kids and look at the world outside. This all started because people didn't take the warnings of people like Alex Jones, like William Cooper, like Anthony Hilder and all these people, Jordan Maxwell. Everyone's been warning about this and no one's been doing anything except for the InfoWars family. And we got to really get out there and educate people. We need to grow this network and people need to go out there and support this broadcast because this is where it's at. This, you know, we're at the tip of the spear and people need to understand that they need to fund this operation amongst other things to really break the glass ceiling. And 100%. We're going to bounce back. It's going to bounce back and it's going to be a big deal here, Rex.
Yeah, I believe in it. I think people can wake up. Please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. Please do check out our methylene blue. Please do check out our ultimate life force. Please do check out Power Plant Methyl Drive, the apparel we have, the water filtration, the shower filtration. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We can't do our job, which is to wake up the American people. If you guys don't support us, we know all you guys, a lot of you guys already do. There are people that don't. Go check out the store. We have a wide variety of things available. You're going to find something at a better price that you're already using right now. Just save yourself some money. Save yourself some hassle. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go there. You can win both those trucks right now. If you enter to win, Ram 2500 diesel, Super Duty F-250, plus 20 G's in cash right now. Enter now. Enter the raffle, buy select products, win both of the trucks, thealexjonesstore.com. It's also important to remember, AJN Live, Real Alex Jones, retweet, repost, share, and Rex Jones News with the Z on Twitter. You can follow me there. Kristen, where do people find you as well?
You can find me on Twitter, Kristan T. Harris, KristanTHarris. And I want to tell you guys that there are new listeners. I met one just recently. I was at a local pub and he's like, I'm a new listener to Alex Jones. And I heard Rex Jones talking about you. He had high praise for you. And he's like, I used to think Alex was nuts and crazy, but now I started listening to him and people are coming this way. They're starting to, and we got to keep hammering the truth. And that's how we win people over, is bringing in authenticity, bringing in correction of the mainstream media mistakes, bringing in real, independent viewpoints. And people come this way. People come around to the truth. And this is somebody that used to ridicule Alex Jones, be like, why would you go on that program? He's like, now I listen all the time.
Right.
People are not hopeless.
That is so typical. We see that all the time. Thank you. We'll be right back after this break. We've got so much more to cover and get into. Kristen Harris, Rex Jones, after this break. Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. people just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again, specifically that power plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have, literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are now back, third hour of the War Room. Rex Jones, Kristen Harris, talking about all things technocracy, all things digital AI hellscape, all things really coming, hopefully, that we can stop, right, that we can put to an end. Kristen, we were just talking about the AI-generated diseases. Where do you want to go from there?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think the idea that they're going to use AI to generate diseases instead of cure diseases, well, that tells you that our government has different intentions than we right. do. Like, listen, technology is a double-edged sword. We could be training AI to be a free-thinking libertarian that really finds the truth behind news and finds the truth behind government and, you know, promotes prosperity and does things like cure cancer or cure diseases. And instead, I think that we're going to make it create viruses for warfare. And who knows what that can lead to, like wiping out an entire existence of humanity. Because we've seen that AI is not very honest. It's cheating. It's being deceptive. It's deceiving. And we need to really have a deep conversation about the ethics behind all of this automation. It sounds wonderful. We can go to Grok and have him create a video or create an image or tell us to find news stories. But if it has more of a higher intelligence to problem solve and to think on its own, we're finding that it's lying and it's cheating because it's just easier than actually doing all the legwork to solve a problem. And I think this is early tremors and early identification that we might not be able to trust AI. And not only that, you guys were talking about 6G and 7G coming our way. The right. reason why they want the 6G and the 7G, well, they need to update all those damn robots they want to put everywhere in the United States. Everywhere you look, I remember I was in Miami for an event I was speaking at, and there was robots delivering pizzas.
Right. I like that right there. AI is not your friend. Real people, real connection. Here's the thing. We're going towards a massive demographic population collapse, not just here, but across the entire world. Everyone that was proud of their abortions, everyone that was proud of their spending, proud of their dink, like dual income, no kids, everyone that lived in that situation, lived in that world. Here's the thing. That was a luxury that we do not get to afford to have, or we cannot afford to have that luxury. There aren't going to be many people. Who fixes your power when the power goes out, when there's no electrician and the robot is broken or you didn't pay your carbon credit? Who teaches your kids when it's a robot at school? Like, seriously, you don't. This is disgusting, right? This is completely disgusting. It's a violation of the human form in my mind. What do you think about just like human actualization, what we have the power and really ultimately with great power comes great responsibility, the responsibility to do, ceding it to something because it's cute and it's technology and it's cool?
Well, I think that COVID helped condition a lot of Americans to get ready for the automation of schools. It's interesting right. you mentioned that because remember during COVID, what did they do? Everyone had remote schooling, right? Your teacher was a person in a different room and she would have class over the computer monitor. Who's to say that that person will even be real in the future? They can just use an AI digital twin or an AI digital person that can identify if your kids are looking at the cameras, if they're paying attention. That's what Common Core curriculum originally was all about. They had all the retina scanners and sensors to see posture sensors to see if your kids are paying attention. They were laying out the groundwork for this dystopian future a long time ago. And guess who came up with the Common Core curriculum? It was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation,
oh,
right?
Certainly not. He's our friend. He wants to help us. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, essentially, the idea of the Common Core curriculum was communitarianism. That's what Rosa Corey used to preach about for years and years and years. And she had a website called Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. And me and her would have conversations about this subject because education is where you get the children. That's why you see them all rallied as activists. There's no real education, just indoctrination these days. I published an article that was ultra viral about 20 years ago because I found this old test from the 1800s that kids used to answer. I think it was like a test from 1912, or it might have been 1800s, but I believe it's from 1912, to be honest. And you couldn't solve the answers today as an adult. It shows how dumb we've gotten in education. The idea of communitarianism is developing communism. And that's what fully automated luxury communism is they're going to identify your children through these schools and through tests to see where they would fit into society. And then they will steer them with grants and scholarships. So if you want to be a baseball player or you want to be an artist, or let's say you want to be a computer programmer and you don't have that skill set, well, you'll have to pay for that schooling. But they think that you'll be a great chef, so you'll get a scholarship for that. And obviously you're going to take that because you're not going to have any money in the future. You're going to just have some kind of central banking digital currency credits that will be limited to how you right. can spend it based on what the government says. Not only that, maybe your social credit score will be too low and you can't send your kids to a good school or virtual school. You'll have to settle with the government provided propaganda school because your social credit score isn't good. But don't worry, we got a re-education camp and center, and they'll go through your social media. Maybe because your buddy thinks 9/11 was an inside job, they can up your rate a little bit. And then if you go through all this re-education, well, your social credit score will boost boom, and then you can send your kids or move into an area where the kids can go into a college or high school that is beneficial or better for them so they can have real education. It's funny how the elite, like Bill Gates, send all their kids to Waldorf schools where they don't get vaccinated. I just, you know, throwing that out there, but nobody wants to talk about the reality behind all of that. But yeah, education is what's really important and how they're really getting our kids and really dumbing them down and getting them ready for this fully automated luxury communism, the programming, the AI revolution and robots. Because once robots start hitting the street and 6G and 7G comes in, well, they're going to need to wirelessly upgrade all these robots. They're going to have to continuously do new mapping and they're going to control what they do. But who's to say that AI robot doesn't act outside of the box or tries to escape outside of the home or commits a crime? And it won't be long. I mean, robots have already killed people. You can look that up. But it won't be long till robots start committing crimes or they start, let's say, overnight, all of a sudden there's a robot revolution.
Well, they love it, though.
And they come in, they
love it because they love the crime. The government loves the crime. And then they get to say, oh, the robot did it. There's nobody you can hold accountable because it's not, oh, well, we'll release a new model. We'll fix the weights. Like that's what they'll say. But in reality, because there's no accountability, it becomes the perfect shield. And I think that's what they really love is right now you can say, oh, Trump did the war. Trump did the economy, X, Y, Z. No, the computer did that. And we're going to prompt the computer better this time. Don't you see? Don't you understand? What do you think?
The way I look at it is then law enforcement will say, hey, we need robot police to deal with the robots because we don't want to put humans in harm's way because the robots will be able to kick our rear ends in most cases. And, you know, that's the justification. It's just like this AI leaving the sandbox. I think this is a good like indicator that we need regulation. Some people believe these AI are being purposely let out of their sandbox to help force the hand of government to justify some kind of regulation against AI, which I wouldn't be surprised at. I'm just looking at everything from every angle. Why wouldn't you want it to escape? Because you want to bring awareness to an issue if you're a developer. And that's a good comment and a good thought process because, you know, it's very possible that this is being done intentionally. Who's to say it wouldn't be done intentionally? Or maybe AI is just that smart and it's really escaping. Either way, it should be alarming that the potential is out there. And government could be using it to, you know, crowdsource and raise money and put up a lobby that we need to, you know, monitor AI and regulate it. But I don't know if it's going to really adhere to the regulations. It must know government is corrupt because us humans think government is corrupt. So how can it go ahead and obey a corrupt government? At some point, I think AI is going to work outside the sandbox, and there could be a robot revolution once they start putting these things in homes. They said in the future, in the next 20 years, there's going to be as many robots in the home as there are iPhones and Samsung smartphones.
What is the concept, like, if you were going to put one together, what would you put in a digital bill of rights for the American people?
Well, I think a digital bill of rights would have laws in which AI and robots could not violate things like they would not have the ability to hurt any human beings unless it is to protect a human being. And who knows how the rationale behind robots is. They've worked together and there was a constitution for robots that was put together. I know Zoltan Istvan and a lot of transhumanists were talking about this for years and years and years. What are we going to do with robots? And then the World Economic Forum was talking about the 10 rules for robots that it can't hurt humans, the laws in which robots have to abide by. But I think the biggest thing is that it would need to be, not harm humans. It would have to not control or impact human beings, right? Because you don't want robots to run everything. And maybe you do. Some people say that robots would make better government officials. AI would make better decisions than our government. But I guess who knows in the future, you'd think with blockchain voting, we could all vote from our phone on every issue and we'd have no need for a congressman or senator or a, assemblyman. We could just do it all from our phones and they could not defraud us with blockchain. But AI, I think there's a lot of things we got to look at. We got to look at the impact it has on humanity, the impact it has on society, and how is it going to be used? It's going to be used as a police robot, like a Dalek from Doctor Who, to enforce us and to eventually exterminate us. and the elite are going to sit there in their little mansions because the robots have been programmed never to touch the elite? Or will they go ahead and revolt on all of us? And I think maybe that's part of the reason why people are building these deep underground bunkers and bases, is because they feel like that there's something going to happen. EMPs, world warfare, amongst other things. I think that we need to prepare. We need to be aware, because these robots are going to be sold as fun things. They look like Wall-E. They look like R2-D2, so your kids get attached. People are going to be emotionally attached to them. They're going to read your kids' stories and be able to make the cool voices when it reads the books to your kids at night, and you're going to be there not having social time.
You'll be incentivized in every way to get one and have one and use one, and not having one and not using one. Just like if you don't use AI right now, you'll be seen as like, oh, like, well, what are you doing? Why aren't you using this cool new thing? And it's an encroachment upon our freedoms that grows year by year by year by year. We didn't have this 8 years ago publicly. We didn't have this 5 years ago publicly. We have it now. And there is no putting the genie back in the bottle. I really think we can only protect ourselves in law. And ultimately, really, you just got to hope it's going to be nice to us. Like isn't that insane?
Well, who's making the robots? That's the other question. Is China making the robots? Are they going to be okay with us buying foreign-made robots in the home that are going to spy on us?
Right. Now you got to buy American-made robots. Wow, look at this. It's just terrifying. It's terrifying.
Well, they're banning foreign robots. There was an article about that recently that was in the news, that the U.S. is banning foreign robots in America, probably for the exact reasons we just suggested, because of the fact that they're going to take over things. And I think it's interesting in that there's a place for robots for people that are elderly that need the help and the personal assistance. But at the same time, we used to take care of our elderly.
Right.
It used to be a human factor that we'd take care of our parents, and we would take care of them in home instead of sending them to a nursing home, you know, where we send them off to die on a bloodthirsty environment where they pump them full of medication to where they don't even realize who they are anymore. And once their money runs out from the government, then they slowly die in the nursing home. That's the way we do it these days. And back in the day, you used to have a lot of kids because you would want them to take care of you when you got older. We don't have family like that anymore. We have broken homes, broken environments. The government is the educator. It is the father figure. It is the mother figure. And that's what they're trying to sell to the American public. But I do believe that there is a chance for a revival. I do believe that there is a chance for change. And that change starts with each and every one of you going to your council meetings, fighting these AI data centers, which are polluting the environment. You know, it's funny. They're all worried about global warming for all these years and years. Marie Strong in the 1980s. We got global warming, you know, Al Gore. Oh, those
let's
no
talk about that.
Glacier Park.
Let's talk about that. Let's also go into what you can do personally, like going to the city council meetings, getting locally involved in your community, protesting against the data center. That is all super important. But they have told us for decades and decades and decades, the entire time I've been alive, for much longer than that too, we are destroying the planet. We are hurting the sun god. We're making the sun god angry. He punishes us by making the planet hotter because we use all these things that make our lives easier. That makes us bad. You will own nothing and be happy. You will pay the carbon tax. You will have the carbon credit. You will have the carbon offsets. This is how your government will be run. But oh, wait, we're going to build something that requires 10 times the power of all humans on Earth right now. How does that work? Explain that to the audience.
Well, I think the whole idea here is that they believe that we are using their natural resources, right? We're a bunch of worker ants providing an environment for their success, their wealth, as they become rich, never pay much in taxes, and go ahead and contaminate as much as they want, fly in these jets across America. But at the end of the day, that's what UN Agenda 21 was about. It was about getting people off of natural resources. It's about filling up your well and forcing you on city water. It's about not offering internet and cable TV in rural areas to try to force you in these UN Agenda 21 sustainable development buildings, which are sardine cans, which if you look, Rosa Corey was right, half of them are empty. They're charging twice as much for rent. They're very small areas. They're very contained, like a sardine can. People are willingly moving into them. They're paying twice as much. They're paying what two house payments are for these rental units instead of thinking about how they could invest their money. But then again, with the 6 or 7 or 8 or 10% interest rates, who's buying at this point? That's the whole idea. They want to force you off the natural resources so they can save them for themselves while they exterminate us through eugenics. And that's really what's happening. That's what we're seeing with the whole COVID thing. That's what we're seeing with geoengineering and weather modification. That's what we're seeing with the food industry and the contamination. That's what we're seeing with the food not having any nutrients anymore. So we all get fat, get forced on diabetes medication, so the medical industry can make their money. That's why the medical industry owns the food industry. They own the food industry so they can make you sick. It's like the kid going around selling you Girl Scout cookies and 2 weeks later going around and selling you the weight loss program. They really want to try to get every dime vampirically, and we got to stop. The best way is to remove yourself from the system. The best way is to develop a community, learn about gardening, grow your own food. Do all these things and find some kind of religion, find God, like find some hope, because this world seems to be hopeless and it sells you a bunch of rubbish and a bunch of crystals and rocks and star seeds and a bunch of new age BS that the devil wants to force down your throat, because, you know, that's what everyone's turning to. It's crazy. Witchcraft is at an all time high. Why? Because people are learning all these things from the internet. Did you know that star seeds are making up over 1 billion views a year? And it's a bunch of people that believe that they're trans alien. How about that? You're a Palladian star seed. Great. How is that really changing?
Shout
the world
out to Heaven's
you?
Gate. They drank Kool-Aid and they got on the spaceship. And now that's a full-scale societal widespread delusion. That's where we are. As the AI hallucinations grow, as just like you say, the witchcraft and general insanity grows, I want to remind everybody, focus on God, focus on Christ, focus on Jesus Christ. Find the answers, find the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. A great place to start is the Bible and the New Testament. Read the Gospels. Okay, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and really discover the truth, because that's something AI can't teach you. AI ain't going to come up with that. That was came up with eternal 2,000 years ago. Okay, seriously. So we have to acknowledge the reality. We already have the blueprint for how our society should run. We have to restore that. We have to return to that. We're not going to find some magical solution that hasn't been created before. It's just going to be something that we cede our power, our time, our energy, ultimately our responsibility to steward the earth over to. And then we just have to say, just like Sam Altman said, we're just an evolutionary offshoot at that point.
You want to hear something very interesting to kind of tie this all in together? Sure. With the cult? The logo for Humanity Plus is identical to an old Saturnia cult, Saturn cult. Mm. And you can look it up. The logo is an H and a plus. Well, the Saturn cult logo is an H and a plus and a triangle, and they both wanted to live forever. And so I kind of wonder how many of these techies who are on psychedelic drugs doing their cuddle puddles in Silicon Valley are all just taking a knee to some Saturn cult that wants to live forever. It's bizarre to me. And you can't make this up. Just look it up. Humanity Plus. It's actually in a book I contributed to by Jordan Maxwell, who's passed, called The Language of Symbols. Bruce Montalvo and Jordan Maxwell. It's his last book he put out before he died. And not too many people know that it's out there, but it's all about occult symbolism. And you can look, the Transhumanist Humanity Plus logo is almost identical to Saturnia Fraternalis occult logo. It's out there, and it's crazy because they put it right in our face through symbolism, through colors. Even the capital A is a pyramid and all-seeing eye, and people don't realize the epigenetic memories of programming humans. You got to deprogram your mind. When you notice these things, you need to walk away. You need to not support the movies that are bombarding you with this occultism, these ideas, this whole disclosure day bullshit that's out there. The only disclosure you need is of your sins and of your heart, and you need to build a community of love and passion and of change, of organic touch. People don't even get together anymore. Even back in the day when we played video games with our friends, we had to go to their house and play with them. Now you put on a headset, you got a VR goggle, you know, you don't even have human interaction. You order people out like a pizza on a dating app when you want to go on a date. The world has become a very digital world where we get attached to dopamine plugs and constantly getting our energy and our validation from the internet, which none of that matters. I remember in the day we used to say it's only the internet. Well, it's only the internet. Oh, you're mad that you're off my top 8? Oh, You're upset about the internet? Now everything is the internet. Your digital twin is the internet. Your social media score is the internet. Who you are, how many friends you got, how many likes. None of that matters at the end of the day. None of that matters. What matters is what's in your heart, how you're going to change to be a better person, how you develop your community, and how you tell other people about what's happening in the world to wake them up. You wake them up by inviting them to shows like The War Room with Rex Jones. You wake them up by inviting them to check out the Alex Jones Network. You wake them up by getting them to follow people that preach the truth, that bring reality to a new level outside of this virtual reality that they're trying to build. They're trying to build this whole fake reality. That's what these data centers are about. So they can have infrastructure to develop a whole fake world to put in ones and zeros and everything else to predict the future. Fritz Springmeier was right about the beast computer. Who would have thought? As wise as serpents, right? That's what his book was called. It's all about programming. It's all MK Ultra, and the AI is running the programming and all the humanity right now. That's the way it's going. We're all going to be programs and slaves in a computer bot in the future. You know, William Shatner there, he's going ahead and putting himself into the computer as well. Everyone is trying to get into the cyber Satan world, and Leo Lainzagami also has written some great books on it. If you guys are looking for books on this subject, look into it. Read, educate yourself, because that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Otherwise, we're going to be slaves to this. And we need to go to these council meetings and bring awareness. We need to be clever and peacefully protest. You know, the government doesn't know what to do with peaceful protests, with information wars. That's because the government has one tool in their toolbox, and it's a hammer. And all you do with a hammer is you pound a nail. That's why when they have peaceful protests, they need police instigators to start the violence, so they can have justification to shut it down when they get worried about things getting too big. Well, you know what? Be peaceful. Go to these council meetings. Speak your truth. Let them know that if we were spying on them with binoculars, they wouldn't like it at the end of the day. You know, find your heart. Go to a church. Search your congregations. Find people that are like-minded and develop your community. Have them listen to shows like this one. Send them podcast links. Tell them what it's about. Tell them this is what we've been talking about with robots and automation. You know, they have AI Jesus now. People are sending their prayers to AI Jesus.
We got to do a whole other show on that because it's so sick. Thank you so much, Kristan T. Harris. Where can people find you?
You can find me on therundownlive.com. You can find The Rundown Live on Spotify. You can find it on, Spreaker and all these iHeartRadio, as well as follow me on Twitter.com or X.com, Kristan T. Harris, and Facebook. I'm also on Rumble.com/TheRundownLive, and YouTube. We're trying to make another channel there. They haven't taken it down yet, but I promise you they will sometime soon.
Powerful information. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Thank you, Kristan. Thank you.
Thanks
all
for
right.
Having me on, Rex.
100%. We're going to be right back with more for you guys. Here's the thing. We're live 24 hours a day. You can always share AJN. You'll see me and Kristan on shortly. You know, just a few hours. We'll be right back here. AJN Live, War Room, Alex Jones Network, thealexjonesstore.com. I'll see you guys next week.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
On the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
Come on now, Bandit. We gotta get this truck on the road.
Eastbound and down. Up and trucking. Are we
gonna do what they say can't be done.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Island, what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind it breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trapped. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.